Track 7. Training in a Compassionate Impulse. With the most vivid imagination possible, imagine a scenario similar to the one above. Perhaps visualize a patient who you've seen or met recently, or one particularly memorable patient who you've worked with in the past. Conjure up this patient in your mind. Evoke the feelings within your own body that he or she must have been feeling in his or her situation. Let your heart and mind go out to him or her, compassionately, fully present. Really be with this person, allowing yourself to feel their suffering, their sense of hopelessness, their utter despair. Investigate the dynamics of your mind to the best of your ability when doing this exercise. Whoever it is that you use as a focus of this exercise, feel the compassion that arises when you think of their suffering, and allow a sense of urgency to arise on your part to do whatever is necessary to help alleviate their suffering. Imagine what you would do if you could do anything to help them. Work with this. If you become distracted, bring your mind back to the picture of this person within your mind, or use your breath to anchor your attention. Once you're able to stay with this for a while, broaden this compassionate impulse to include all those you care for, imagining your own family, your loved ones, eventually yourself, as if you were all suffering from the same illness, dealing with the same challenges. What would you do if you could bring happiness and freedom from suffering to all those you think of? How good would you feel knowing that you could make a difference in the lives of all those you love, care for, and know? Really imagine being able to help everyone who needed your help and see what that feels like. Slowly, bring to mind the patient who inspired this exercise and imagine that you're sending to them the same concern and love that you would feel for a family member caring for this person. Then, imagine applying the same level of care to all of your patients, even those who cause you some degree of anxiety or frustration. Imagine caring for your patients as if they were your most precious friend or family member. Remember that these patients are, in fact, someone's family members. Certainly, they were someone's child. Now, just relax in this atmosphere of caring. Reflect on how each one of our patients deserves to have peace of mind and to have freedom from anxiety and fears that an untamed mind can bring. And just relax.